food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Don't we all dream of homemade meals that take zero amount of time to prepare and serve? Especially busy moms. I think we're all busy whether we're working or not. And actually, zero prep time meals limits you to fresh, raw fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds. But how do we turn those into menus? We're going to tell you about that today. Carolina, how much time do you have in the morning to make breakfast for your family? Do you have zero time or you have an hour, 30 minutes? What?
Well, I guess it depends on how much time I want to sleep in, right? I could get up early. But so I think I prefer to sleep in a little bit, so I don't have that much time. Usually maybe it's a mix of putting together a lunchbox and making breakfast. It all happens at the same time and in a total of 15 minutes maybe to do everything and get the kids ready to school. So, yeah, it's definitely it's kind of a big rush.
Yeah, you know, we've all done that, and we're exhausted, so of course we want to sleep in. Let's just take another 15 minutes, and then it's like, oh my gosh, now what do? I've got all these meals I've got to prepare. What are the best foods? Let's just start with zero time meals. This is our objective, is to have zero time meals or zero time menus. It may not be zero time, but almost zero time. What are the foods that we're going to have to use for those?
Yeah. Well, first, you know, I want to open up the good news here, open the door of look at it in a different way. A lot of people see this zero time and the rush in the morning, the rush at night for dinner as an option to just go by and get fast food or do prepackaged foods. Instead, look as an opportunity to eat a way more raw foods, eat way more raw fruits and vegetables. If you stock your house with lots of fruits and vegetables, you don't need to go through the drive-thru. You don't need to do something packaged for the morning, because we're going to tell you how to combine those in 2-3 minutes max and come up with meals that you can have for all three, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
What you're saying is that just stock your fridge and a bowl in the kitchen with always have fresh fruits and veggies at hand. I do that. For instance, I always have fresh celery and carrot sticks. In the icebox, I put them in water. Well, I have to cut them up, put in a little cold water, but man, those are so easy to grab for a whole lot of things. We're going to tell you what those things are. Nuts and seeds, they are a no-brainer for sure. They're a no-brainer for your brain, by the way. Great brain food. But let's start with breakfast. So here you've dragged yourself out of bed and you're in the kitchen and the light bulb goes on. I got to make everything. What do you prepare for breakfast?
Yeah, so if I have under 3 minutes for breakfast, I like to make sure I get my protein and lots of fruit. So I love doing a combination of, I'll mix up a little bit of like no flavor yogurt with a tablespoon of nut butter and just put my fruit on top and just kind of eat it all like a parfait for a good breakfast. Or if I'm even more rushed out the door and I gotta carry it with me, I just slice an apple in half, put a dollop of peanut butter in the middle, and I eat it like an apple sandwich. It sounds crazy, but once you do it the first time, you're going to feel like you just found the next thing best to toast. I'm telling you, it's fantastic. The kids love it too. So those are, you know, no time meals. The other one that I absolutely love is, of course, my smoothie. The only way you're going to have a zero time prep with smoothie is if you actually took a little bit of prep time in the weekend. So I know that sounds a little, you know, conflicting what I'm saying, but planning is everything. So if you do have time on Sunday to set up your little baggies with all the items that are going to go into a smoothie, then in the morning it's literally drop the bag into the cup, fill it up with water, put it on your little, I use a Ninja, but just put it on there, stir it up really good, use your smoothie maker, and you can drink it on the way out the door. Add a couple tablespoons of a nut butter, or add a couple tablespoons of hemp hearts, something that will add some boost of protein, and you're out the door in like under 2 minutes max.
And nuts and seeds, they can pop those in their mouths when they're in the car, if you or in the bus, whatever it is. Nuts and seeds and bananas are very filling. You add nuts and seeds and bananas, you put that together, and your kids are not going to go hungry, and it didn't take any time at all. I also like making a banana split, but you make what you do is take a banana, cut it in half, and you just throw whatever fresh fruits and vegetables, fruits and nuts that you have on top of them, like some berries and maybe some almonds, slivered almonds, and the kids think, wow, that's just amazing. And throw in a little dollop of yogurt as well. That's great. Yogurt is a great friend when you're dealing with fresh fruits and vegetables, by the way. Lunchtime is lunchtime, so what do you throw together for lunch?
Yeah, so we have a recipe featured right now on our website, which is one of my favorites, is a chicken margarita pasta. And yeah, the cooking the pasta can take, what, 2-3 minutes. But what I love to do is whenever I cook pasta, I always cook more than what we're going to eat for one meal. And then I just have the noodles in the fridge. So this is what makes this recipe itself take zero time, because it's actually a cold pasta recipe. So you don't have to reheat it or anything. You just get those cold noodles out of the fridge, you chop up a tomato, some mozzarella cheese, and what makes it so easy is using Sheldon's Premium canned chicken breast. So you just pop open the can and the chicken breast is all cooked and ready to be used. Squeeze some lemon, and I mean, it's beautiful pasta. You gotta look up this recipe. You'll see the picture. It just makes you want to try it. The combination of the greens from the basil leaves and the white from the mozzarella cheese and the red from the tomato makes it so attractive. And I can guarantee you can put this recipe together in less than 4 or 5 minutes.
Well, and it can be in lunch boxes as well. It's not just something you have to, you know, on the weekends, definitely throw that in a lunchbox for kids. Also,
oh yeah,
kebabs.
That's what's so great, because you don't have to reheat it. So it's perfect for lunchboxes.
Right. Kebabs. I want to get to kebabs. I use coffee stirrers for kids, and you just start putting in chunks of cheese and fruits and vegetables, and you just, any combination that you have, if you've got some cooked meat, some chunks of turkey or chicken, or you can even roll up slices, stick them on the kebabs, and olives, the kids love olives, that's great for a kebab as well. That is a very versatile way to say, what's in the fridge? Okay, I'm putting on a stick, and the kids are going to think it's wonderful, and you are too, it's really yummy. Also dips, if you have a dip handy, that you have already prepared, then obviously use dips for veggies as well. Let's jump to dinner, because I think we're running out of time. Snacks are a lot easier. Fresh fruit and vegetables, fresh fruit especially, is an easy go-to for that. But dinner, people are thinking, what do I do zero time dinner? What's your top pick, Carolina?
Well, zero time dinners, then I'm going to go to salads. Really, it takes nothing to prepare. Even better is salad bars. I commented this before, that I used to take a lot of time putting salads together until I found out my kids had way more fun putting their own salads together. So you're really just putting things out in the counter straight from the fridge. You put your mixed greens out there. We have a Kid Critic chopped salad that's fantastic. I love that one. And so you just put out your tomatoes, your carrots, your blueberries, some chopped cheese, and some nuts. I like this one uses pine nuts, which is fantastic. Let them put as much of each ingredient as they want and dress it up with their favorite salad dressing. Took you no time, literally, just pulling things out of the fridge. And it makes a fantastic, really nutritious dinner that everyone in the family can enjoy. You don't have to be making two different things. We have lots of salad recipes on our website that are really worth checking it out and making sure when you go to the grocery store next time, you pick out some of these, what I call, you know, what makes a salad special ingredients. So the little tidbits that you can put on top that makes all these salads just fantastic and mouthwatering, like dried blueberries or nuts, lots of nuts, different kinds of cheese, make your salad go from plain to fancy really quick by using shredded blue cheese or shredded goat cheese or feta cheese. So definitely try them out and look for them on our website.
And they're nutrient-packed.
We're all out of time.
They're loaded with nutrients. Yeah.
Super.
Always.
Yeah,
right.
That's the best part. We're all out of time, so I'm going to tell everybody where to find these recipes, and that's on www.kidcritics.org, KIDKRITICS.org. There's a recipe tab. Click it on there, and you'll find all the recipes we've been talking about it. In the meantime, check us out on RadioMD.com. That's where you can listen to us always, and be sure to eat well and stay well.